God. Yeah, let's do it. Very. It was so cool to see the choir this morning. Didn't they do such a good job? My favorite part was actually practicing with the TM over the weeks. It was nice how like the family of like the older and the younger generation spent time and laughed and sang together. I was the big troublemaker though, so that's my fault. This morning we're going to talk about Jesus. And as we celebrate Christ, we will focus on why his birth was so significant. But before we get to that, I want to show you guys this real quick. So these are my pants. Now, I know, it's weird. Now, have you guys ever gotten a stain on your pants before? Raise your hand if you have. Oh my gosh, I hate it. So earlier this week, I got a stain on my pants. Sometimes I'm a messy eater. So I ran to the sink and I turned on the faucet. And so I put my pants underneath the water and I just started scrubbing like this. Do you guys think I got the stain off? No. Why would I do something so stupid, right? It's because I'm a single man and I'm a bachelor. Well, so what I realized was I can't remove the stain with my own pants and just water. In fact, this was a very bad idea. Because I could just be making the stain worse and I could transfer it all to the other part of my pants, right? What I needed was detergent. I needed detergent to remove the stain from my pants. Right, and I needed something different. If I just use another, let's say I grabbed a t-shirt and I try to remove the stain, that wouldn't work either. What I needed was something different from my pants. Something molecularly separate from cloth. I needed something different, like detergent. Something that was created specifically to remove the stain from my pants. And today we're going to look at John chapter 1, verse 1. So if you guys can open up your Bibles and turn there. And the reason why we're looking at John 1 verse 1 is because it talks about who Jesus is and why his birth was so important. And it's going to talk about the nature and essence of Jesus. And it's only appropriate we talk about this on Christmas. Because the very nature of Jesus Christ is the reason that we have hope to celebrate. So I hope you guys turn to John chapter 1. And first of all, I want to thank Elder Gao because this is going to be a very difficult message. It's going to be very technical in terms of language. So let's put on our thinking caps and go into the word together. Yeah, so you see the author of the book of John, in John chapter 1 verse 1, talks extensively about Jesus being a divine being. He spends a lot of time talking about who Jesus is and explaining it to his readers. And there's a reason for this. Because our world is fallen, it's broken, it's filled with sin. And it needed something different to save it. It needed something outside of this world to save it. It didn't need another fallen being or fallen creation. It needed something divine. So let's read John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, in the beginning, if this sounds familiar, it should. Because John, the author, is stealing it from Genesis
1:1.
Now thank God that copyright infringement doesn't exist or didn't exist because God would be broke. Okay, so the author John is intentionally quotes Genesis 1:1 because he's talking to a Jewish audience and he knows that they would understand that he is referencing John 1:1. And he's doing this to lay the groundwork of Jesus' divinity. When you first read John 1:1, you might think, wait, it doesn't talk about Jesus. All it says is the Word. But if we read verse 14 later on, the verse says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so that tells us that the Word actually is another way to describe Jesus, the Son of God.
So
now John chapter 1:1 is actually a very contentious verse. And the reason has to do with Mormons. They believe that there are many gods, and in fact, we are all gods, that we are embryos of a good divine being. And they use John 1:1 as a proof text for the argument that there exist many gods. Now, in order to properly understand their argument, we have to look at the original Greek text by which our Bibles are translated from.
Dan kalau beliau translate, nanti ai tu tengki tidak boleh kuat pun dan tidak ada kuat dia sendiri.
Now, if you didn't know, the Bible is actually written in Greek, or at least the New Testament is written in Greek, and what we read today is a translation of the Greek. Now, a literal translation of the Greek would go something like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was from God, and God was the Word. Now, you see that's a little bit different from what we read in John 1:1. Because at the end it says the Word was God and not God was the Word. But Greek grammatical structure indicates that if there is an article before the Word, if there is an article before the Word, then it comes before, it comes first in the sentence, and therefore that's how we can get the Word was God. Now you see why this message is so difficult. Okay, so now articles are important because they can really change the meaning of the sentence or the word.
So you know that the meaning of the word, the verb, is very important because it changes the meaning of the word.
For example, well, let's use William Wallace from Braveheart. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. Mostly because you see Mel Gibson's like very manly legs as riding on the horse. Okay, so let's say William Wallace was the hero of Scotland, the being the article.
William Wallace was the hero of Scotland.
This is the definite article. This is the use of the definite article in the
sentence.
Now let's try an indefinite article. William Wallace was a hero of Scotland.
William Wallace is a hero, a Scottish hero.
You see, the first sentence, it kind of suggests that William was the only hero of Scotland or the ultimate hero of Scotland. But if you look at the second sentence, it says William Wallace was a hero of Scotland, and so it suggests that he was one of many heroes. And so from this example, we can see that articles are very important because they can change the entire meaning of the sentence.
So you then say,
now, if you look back at the Greek language, we'll see that there is no article in front of theos or God. Linguists call this an anarthrous article, anarthrous noun, which is just a fancy word for saying it doesn't have an article. And so that's why when we look at this passage, you can see that because there is no article like there is before logos, the you can choose to translate it with a God, and God was, and therefore the word was a God, as opposed to the word was the God, or the word was God.
所以咱来讲起来就是讲，这个都就是上帝，因为上帝是干哪一个名，我不另外摆。And
so Mormons, they use this as a prefix, as evidence to say that John 1:1 is referring to Jesus as one of many gods, as opposed to the God.
所以我们讲就用这来证明讲，迄个因为耶稣是无迄个冠词，无迄个冠词，所以是干哪。
Now, but that's not what the author was saying when he wrote this. You see, nowhere else in the Bible does this sentence structure make God an indefinite noun. Instead, the sentence structure actually suggests a meaning of essence, of quality. In other words, this sentence is not talking about numbers or quantity, but it's talking about the essence or quality of the two nouns that are being put together.
所以这个古就是咧讲，唔是咧讲数字，也唔是咧讲数量，是将两个名词来合作伙。That
means Jesus or the Word is the same essence of God.
所以讲，耶稣是道，甲上帝是同款。So
in the very beginning of John 1:1, the author is making an amazing theological statement.
所以，约翰一书是约翰的。
That Jesus and God the Father share the same in essence but are distinct from one another. That means Jesus, the Messiah, the person who walked and talked with the 12 disciples for 4 years, the human being. Was of the same essence as God.
来讲，耶稣比赛亚，伊用四年中间，甲伊学生那行那讲道理，啊，伊确实就是上帝本质，耶和华。The
human being who overthrew tables in the temple because they were he considered them thieves. The person who healed people as he was ministering. The person who touched lepers. This man was also a divine. And not only that, but the author, he continues to support that Jesus was God by saying, by showing that he was integral into creation.
约翰嘛在将耶稣的本质甲上帝甲道的合作伙，就是伊是创造的本源。Let's
continue with John chapter 1 verse 2-3.
来过来看，对不对？And it says
this: He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
上帝讲，这个道起头甲上帝差不多，但你对这个道来创造。
So from these verses, we see that Jesus is of the same essence of God. He was with God in the beginning, and that through Jesus, all things were made. But if we look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, there's no mention of Jesus.
但是咱用看第创世纪第一章第一节，根本无讲到上帝，耶稣。But
if Jesus is the Word,
如果耶稣，但是耶稣是道。Then
God, we see here that Jesus or that God spoke creation. He spoke creation into existence using words.
咱对啊创世纪来看，上帝创造世界的时，伊用道创造。
And it says that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So He spoke creation. He spoke into existing creation.
所以上帝讲，一只要有光就光，伊用讲话来创造世界。
And it is in this way that Jesus was in the very beginning of creation.
所以伫这个讲话，这个 word 哦，这个道，创世纪开始是啊。
God spoke creation into God spoke creation into existence. He used words, and it was specifically through Jesus that the world was created.
上帝创造的时阵，用道用话来创造，所以这个道就是耶稣。道创造的时阵，耶稣创造的时阵，伊呀。
And the reason why John spent so much time on Jesus' divinity on these verses is to prove that Jesus is a divine being.
So, John used a lot of time to describe Jesus' divinity, his divinity. He used a lot of time here to describe the world.
And why is this important?
Just so important.
Well, if we read in John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, we see that Jesus was light, and he was light to all mankind. And it says, "As in him was light, that light was the light of all mankind, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome
it."
And Jesus was light, and just like how light was spoken into darkness, darkness in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, this specific light was in Jesus, and he was the light for all mankind. This was the light that was spoken into the darkness and the sin of the world.
So, Jesus is the light, and he is the light for all mankind. That light to save the darkness. Jesus himself is the light to save the darkness.
And so what we see is that Jesus is, because he is divine, he is not of the same essence of the world.
So we know that Jesus' essence with the world is not the same.
He's different. He's out of this world.
He's outside of this world.
Because the world is filled with sin.
So we know that the world is filled with sin.
And this is confusing because the believers in the first century, they saw Jesus with their eyes.
But this is what we think of a question. When we started, when we saw Jesus,
They heard him speak, they saw him do miracles. They knew he was a human being. But they didn't know that he was a divine being. And it is important that Jesus is a divine being because it takes something outside of this world, outside of our sinful flesh, outside of this sinful world in order to save us.
所以呢，这是一个足重要的，是耶稣伊有迄个神圣的本质，但世界拢无同款，对外口对世界外口啦，迄个神圣的本质来救赎咱。
If we read in Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 23,
咱来看罗马第六章十三节。
It says, "We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
咱拢是罪恶，咱欠亏上帝荣耀。
Now it's easy to read and just.Not really understand it, but I think we as human beings, we see this. We see that the world is broken. We see that the world is filled with greed, it's filled with hate, there's suffering. Whether it be diseases that we have in our body or the fights that we have with our families. I think we all know that we live in a broken world. And without Christ being a divine being, we were hopeless.
那么上帝的灵，那么耶稣的心情，耶稣这个心情的性质来引导我们。
We were all, we, without Christ, were only able to look at other imperfect images of this world.
那么耶稣，咱干来看到所有世界不完全的。
In other words, we look to boyfriends, we look to girlfriends to fill us.
咱有时可能会看咱的查甫朋友是查甫朋友，希望伊能来充满咱。
We look to jobs and reputations to fill us.
咱看伊工作上的名店是名声名望，希望会来满足咱。
Food, alcohol, games, and even our children.
甚至对迄个佚佗，也是一寡食物件，甚至是咱的囝子，想讲迄会来充满咱的空间。
But all of these things are imperfect.
但是恁爱知，这所有物件拢是不完全。
None of these things will fully satisfy us.
有一项这物件会来完全满足咱。
In other words, we're without Christ, we're left to remove stains with our own pants.
那，我就会来讲，就是讲耶稣，就是那那无耶稣，就那像我用这个破两只脚，破脚的路啊，垃圾款。
And we see that it'll only make the situation worse.
咱知影，也得愈路愈愈害。
And or the stain will never come out.
啊，迄个垃圾我都袂过去。
And just like how I needed detergent to get rid of the stains in my pants, we need Christ to remove the sin in our souls.
就是那是讲我需要迄个撒布粉来洗我破的垃圾，愿咱需要耶稣来救赎咱灵魂。
We need something greater than this world, something divine to fix and save us.
咱需要比这个世间搁较大、搁较新鲜、搁较好来救咱。
And just like how it's dumb of me to use my own pants to try to get rid of the stain on my own pants, it's foolish for us to keep looking to this world to satisfy us.
那你看这世界的时，就是这物件会用来满足我。那像我用这两只裤脚，叫恁撸，想要把遐垃圾撸掉，看。
Because it'll only fail us.
因为安尼根本就无路用。
And we'll go back into this endless cycle of sadness and pain and hurt.
咱都倒等于循环，连同一直艰苦，也是痛苦，拢伫遐一直生恁咯。
If you think having a family will save you or make you happy, if you think having the perfect job or getting straight A's will make you feel full and happy, you are wrong.
你若想讲你有一个足好的家庭，也是一个足好的工作，这样物件会来满足你，会来你。
If you think having grandchildren will make you happy,
你若想讲有孙、有孙，会通让你欢喜，你嘛无够对。
It might work temporarily,
可能暂时那样。
But it will never fully satisfy your soul.
伊无法度完全来充满你的灵魂。
And so this morning, as we reflect on the birth of Christ.
所以今仔日，咱来看着耶稣降生。
I urge us to remember that Christ is a divine being.
哇，来鼓励大家来想，耶稣是迄个神圣的本质。
He's different from us.
跟咱无同款。
And that is a good thing.
那是真好代志。
Because he is different, he is able to save us.
因为伊无同款，所以会通救咱。
He's able to remove the stain from our souls.
伊会通救咱，会通将咱。灵魂顶的污浊，洗掉、弄掉。
And this is why we celebrate Christmas. This is why we worship God.
这个就是咱今天庆祝圣诞节的意义。
This is the hope that we have in Jesus' birth.
这个就是因为耶稣的降生，给咱盼望。
Because with Christ, we are given the power and the freedom to break the cycle of sin.
那因为耶稣，咱就通来将这个。
And it is in this way that Christ is the light to our broken and dark world.
所以咱就知耶稣是光，是这个世界破碎的世界。
With Christ, He gives us hope.
有耶稣，咱有嘛
？He gives us freedom from our sins.
伊予咱会当脱离迄个罪恶的罪。
from our anger, our selfishness, our pain, jealousy, and sadness. He removes the stain from our souls and makes us whole. So as we spend time with the families over this week, let us appreciate the nature of Jesus Christ. That through his birth, God created a being that was fully man and fully God. And this was just absolutely necessary. Don't be like the dumb Andrew who tries to get rid of the stain by rubbing with his own hand.
Andrew.
But instead, look to Christ. Look to God. Stop striving and looking for worldly things to satisfy our souls. Instead, let's look to Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, I want to thank you for this morning, and I'm so grateful and appreciative that you sent your Son to manifest as a human being, but also as the divine being. And that was the divine solution to the stain in our hearts and to the stain of this world, to our sin. And Jesus, we just exalt you and praise you that was the solution to our problem. That we needed something outside of this world to fix us. And that because you are different, because you are divine, we have hope. And so this coming Christmas, we reflect and appreciate the fact that Christ, that you, Jesus, was born. And that you became the key to free us from the prison of sin in our lives. You became the key to freeing us from the prison of constantly looking to this world to satisfy us and never being fully satisfied. And so for that, we thank you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.